Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies and California Highway Patrol officers responded to a residence in the 400 block of Phillipsville Loop Road in Phillipsville on Saturday night after a report there was a gunshot wound victim found in the house. The victim was found dead when officers and deputies reached the scene, and after speaking with witnesses, learned that the suspect had fled the scene following the shooting. That man was identified as 59-year-old Earl Orr, and on Sunday morning, deputies went to Orr's residence in Phillipsville with a search warrant. Deputies confiscated several firearms, and Orr was arrested and booked for homicide. The identity of the victim has not been released, and the sheriff's office has released no details about the events that led to the shooting. Investigators with both police and fire suspect the cause of a fire at a restaurant on 18th Street in Arcata early Sunday morning was arson. Firefighters responded to a report of a fire at the Szechuan Garden restaurant and were on scene quickly and found light smoke, although the first arriving crew had to wait for backup before they entered the building to attack the seat of the blaze. Chief Desmond Cowan said regulations prevent firefighters from entering a burning building without backup unless there is a rescue involved, and the restaurant was vacant when firefighters arrived. Once the necessary crews were on scene, the fire was extinguished, and the investigation into the cause, which appears to be arson, was begun. On Friday, the Eureka Police Department issued a missing persons report on 12-year-old Jeffrey Barrett, who ran away from home following an argument last Thursday night. Barrett was thought to be in the Fortuna area, but on Sunday, Eureka Police issued an update. Barrett had been located at the home of family members in Lake County. Barrett was reunited with his family, and the police involvement in the matter is considered closed. The cause of a fatal traffic collision in Del Norte County continues after 27-year-old Brookings, Oregon resident Sabrina Cowan was struck and killed by a vehicle on Highway 101 south of Parkway Drive on Saturday night. The driver, a 28-year-old woman from McKinleyville, was headed southbound in her pickup truck when Cowan walked into the path of her vehicle. The driver struck Cowan, but then stopped and called 911, but Cowan was pronounced dead at the scene. There was no indication of impairment on the part of the driver, and the driver was uninjured in the crash. Also in Del Norte County, two Klamath Falls residents were taken to the hospital after suffering injuries in a single-vehicle crash on Highway 199 Friday night. It was raining when 44-year-old Kenneth Allensworth lost control of his sedan and the car left the roadway, hit a boulder, and came to rest on its tires 10 feet from the river. Both Allensworth and his passenger, 63-year-old Patricia Spear, suffered injuries in the crash and were initially taken by ambulance to Sutter Coast and then airlifted to Redding. The cause of the crash is undetermined, and it's unclear if impairment played a role. It's been closed down since February due to fear of rock slides, but Humboldt County announced that the stretch of Redwood Drive between Garberville and Redway has been reopened. The roadway was closed in February after numerous rock slides continued to occur, and one of the big boulders in the area continued to erode, making matters worse. The county reopened the road to motorists on Friday afternoon. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. State Senate Bill 277, which will be heard by the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday morning and which is expected to pass out of that committee, has drawn opposition from people opposed to mandatory vaccines. The bill, co-sponsored by Senators Dr. Richard Pan and Ben Allen, would remove the personal belief exemption currently used by parents who don't want their children vaccinated against communicable diseases such as measles and polio. Despite the opposition, which he said caught him by surprise, Allen said the legislation protects the public.
I know there are other folks on the other side who feel passionately about this. I respect them. I disagree with them. I welcome the debate and the discussion. I wasn't aware of how active and engaged and vociferous movement there was on the other side of this issue. I really do also encourage those people who think this is the right thing to do to weigh in and let their legislators know.
Allen also said he has personal reasons to back the bill.
My dad had polio as a kid. He got it before the vaccine became widely available. It's a debilitating disease. I think people for his generation and older are appalled that we have allowed these communicable diseases back into American life. This is my attempt to, you know, generations of Americans are not subjected to the ravages of preventable communicable diseases.
If the bill passes from the Judicial Committee, it will head to the full Senate for consideration and then to the Assembly. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.